A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or are we to look for another? Jesus said in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal prophets. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of a woman, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you recall, I said last week that if we don't know who Jesus is and know him, then all of this is pure silliness. And John, in today's gospel, is doing exactly that. He sends a messenger to ask Jesus who he is. And the question is logical, because there were a variety of images of who the Messiah would be. Some felt it would be a political Messiah who would free them from Roman rule. Others thought it would be a royal Messiah who would restore the kingship of David to Israel. And Jesus answers in a strange way. He doesn't really answer the question. He just says, Listen and look at what you see and what you hear. The blind see, the sick are cured, the lepers are cleansed, etc. Now, John could have framed the question, When are you going to overthrow the Romans? Or when are you going to establish the royal priesthood? But that would have been telling Jesus who he is rather than letting Jesus tell us who he is. There's great opposition to Pope Francis among a number of the cardinals and bishops. And I think it is because they were taught from childhood, as most of us were, that all of this is about being very rigid, about keeping rules and laws and regulations. And if we don't do that, we're going to be punished. And because they have that mindset, they can't hear this incredible voice of mercy, of forgiveness, of healing that comes from Pope Francis. And go back to Jesus. Jesus never talked about rigidly keeping laws or rules. Jesus talked about mercy, about forgiveness, about healing. And it is difficult for you and me to get the image out of our mind that we might have of him so that we can let him tell us who he is. The foremost American scripture scholar of all time was Father Raymond Brown. I was fortunate enough to have him for several years of my scripture classes when I was studying theology. And Brownie says that John asks the question of Jesus that way because he knew Jesus and he trusted him. Remember, they were cousins, they grew up together. And Brownie goes on to say that that has to be the mindset that you and I take. We trust him to tell us who he is. And Brownie says if we want to find him, we need to realize that there are still hungry to be fed, sick to be cared for, prisoners to be freed. We've all seen images of little children in Aleppo, Syria, probably traumatized for life by the horror of the war that they're seeing. Look into their eyes. If you don't see the suffering of Jesus Christ, you'll never see it. Look into the eyes of a baby as they begin with awe and wonder to discover this world into which they come. Look into their eyes and you'll see the awe and wonder that will come with Jesus in a few weeks. There's great debate in America today about immigration, simply because our leadership has failed miserably to establish a policy on immigration. But we have scores of these little children coming illegally into America. And why? They're fleeing violence in Central America. And why the violence? It's being fueled by America's appetite for drugs. And yet we blame these poor kids when we should be blaming the appetite for drugs. But look into their eyes, and you'll see the hope that Jesus alone can give. Let Jesus tell us who he is, not we tell him. Amen.